middle of Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of the new Siman Shin Lamed, on the bottom of Kuf Ayinim and Aleph, continuing a similar theme of the previous Simanim, Pekuch Nefesh, Chayla, the Halach of Dini led this B'Shabbos, Shin Lamed, Halach of a woman who's a birthing woman, Yodal Sifim, and there's 11 paragraphs. Sif Aleph says, Mechab, you led this, a woman who's giving birth, who gave birth, is like a sick person that is danger to their life. Then we desecrate Shabbos, whatever she needs. As we continue to have, we call a midwife from place to place, Miyaldin, and the Ramah has the word Isa, and we have her help her give birth. We light a candle for her, even if she's blind. However, whatever you could change, deviate, do abnormally, Mishan, you change. Like, let's say you have to bring a vessel through the street, which is Haitzah, Malacha. So, maybe Luchaverta, totally besides, our friend brings it to hanging from our here, anything like this, we try to do with a change. Says Mishbur Siv Katan Aleph. A woman who's giving birth is like a sick person that is danger to the life of Machalan. I said we desecrate the Shabbos whenever she needs. L'chein different in a row. It's appropriately isha shegi l'chein d'shtashi. When a woman reaches the ninth and final month of pregnancy, l'hazman b'chol erev Shabbos to prepare before every Shabbos. Kol advarim nitzachem lo whatever she needs. The shemiz daman lo does the b'Shabbos. Maybe the birth is going to end up being on Shabbos. But loy to start l'chal Shabbos, and that she shouldn't have to l'chal Shabbos to get these things. That's a sefer chasidim and some tuf nun hey. Sivkot and Bezi could call a midwife and welcome from place to place, even from out of the Tchum, which the Shah Tzin Lois Allah brings from Rashi, is look what we write later on in the name of the people of God, that even out of three parsois, Sivkot and Gimel, and we light for her a narrow candle, Imulayla, if it's nighttime. Even though her friends know to do for her, call Advam and Tzrachim, or whatever it is that she needs, and even so, it was known to the sages, Miyasba died to the Aledis, that the consciousness of a woman giving birth is not calmed down when she's sitting in the darkness. So to calm her down, we'll light a candle on Shabbos. It's written to the Shalom at the end of the Shabbos. For this reason, I feel like in the Meres Klum, even if she doesn't say anything, and the midwife doesn't say anything, now Madlik can still light the candle by Allah. Even if she's blind. Now, even though if she's blind, then the reason we said before doesn't apply. The because anyways, a blind person is sitting in darkness. Even so, still she feels calm when the candle's lit. Because the karma she says to herself, if I need something, obviously my friends are going to be able to see, and they can do it for me, so that calms her down. Even though lighting a candle, its primary intention is not healing, it's not a treatment. Even so, the Lacha tells us you could be Mechal Shabbos to light it, because the Kim Rabban knew they had to be died to the Aledis, calming down the feelings of the woman who's giving birth. It's something they could put her into danger if she's not calm. The Sharatin Oizdal says, and this is the Magavram asks, that they, by the blind person, they should just say in front of her that they lit the candle, then she'll think that it's lit and then she'll calm down, even though it's not. So the Rabbi already answered that when you do for her what she needs, she feels like, she senses it. But if not, she's going to sense it's not done, and if it's not going to work. Sivkot A. However, whatever you can change, Mishanin, you change to do abnormally. Now, even though the one who said two simanim ago, the guy with the kulach nefesh, when it comes to saving a life, you don't have to change anything. Yeah, but hachashani here it's different because tzhatzala is one thing, but here nisha keiva you led this the pain of childbirth, dava tibuhu, it's a natural thing. And you don't have one out of 1,000 that dies because of childbirth. If you get chachmir b'lashana, so even though it is a sakana, but it's something that's not like so chaotic. And there was stringent that you have to do with a shin, that's the Magad Ramani and Magad Mishnah, that's how the Meiri writes. Now, because of the like a of lachel, this all if it's not holding anything back for the sick person. But if it's not done quickly, abnormally, the way it would be if you didn't do it without a shin. And the mitzvah of the shin, and the do it without a shin, to do this thing as quick as possible with all the ability that you have. That's Chedush Aran named Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Magid, and that's as brought in Shin Chavchas. come upon many places. Sivkot and Vav. So let's say, for example, if you have to bring lahavi lakli to bring her a vessel, let's say im shemen with oil, b'chi agam, something similar like that. So what you should do is as shinui. Again, if it's not a pressing situation, sivkot and zayin, and you'll like her friend will bring a tali basari hanging in her hair, which is a shinui kishalegid echamatzin. That's not how people usually carry things. Then the kibush shabbat then it's only be rabbinically prohibited. Because the other that's better meim tos hashem basari. That's better than the other option that she smears the oil. She pours the oil on her hair. The tavisla, she comes to her friend. Now she squeezes out her hair to give her the oil. No, that's not as good. The hasamik oidisur the schita. Then you have the isur also of squeezing. The avabidain tchid beser lechiv. Even though there's no biblical liability by squeezing out here, that for sure forbidden because of isur rabbanan. And it seems like that would be considered worse than carrying a vessel between the hair. But if let's say it's enough with the oil that she can bring in her hand, say yes, other bits better than all those that we mentioned before. That's makin mashma begemar. That's mashma begemar. Where that she's not really carrying; it's really on your hand, and like you just have the residue, and you can take it off. That would be better than all the other options. Siv base kutis avetz kachavim, a non-Jewish woman, ain miyald mesiv shabbos. You don't help be a midwife to help her give birth on Shabbos. A little bit of a shame about Shabbos, even something that says no actual Chil Shabbos to it. Says Mishmaris of Kardachas, Kutin is Emi Yaldin. The non-Jewish woman, you don't help give birth. But Philip Asachar, even for pay, the Bechol, Emi Yaldin, Mishm Eben, during the weekday, that we allow, because if you don't do, they're going to have hatred. Come over your Adeya, Simikov Nadalad. Hachal, we are on Shabbos, also that's forbidden, Mishm Nichelish Tamid Velem, because the Jewish midwife could get out of it and say, look, day mechal on Shabbos, we cannot desecrate Shabbos. Kim lehu demitzu Shabbos. Only for someone who keeps the Sabbath is the one that will allow to desecrate the Sabbath. But else, I can't do it for you, as you're not Jewish. Because Magen Rambam, writes, Mokem nikel lemechus leiva. Now, in the place we have to be concerned for hatred, gam bechiyai gadna. Even in such a case that, like, they're going to be upset that who keeps Sabbath, the woman's in childbirth, you're not helping. Sure, then we permit it. Eme bechil if you're not desecrating Shabbos. Now, but you should know the reifim is manenu. The doctors in our times, I feel like Yusik Shem, even the most upstanding, they're not careful about this halacha at all. The Maisim Machol Shabbos, the stories every single Shabbos, and Naisim Kama Parasois, they travel very far, but Abbas of the Gechav Mazal is to treat non-Jews. And they write and they grind the herbs on by themselves. They don't have what to rely on. The film named the Mutabul Chal Shabbos Bisrabban, because even if you're going to say you can allow this great Shabbos for rabbinic prohibition for the non-Jew, Mishum Eva, because of hatred, may know the Gilulim amongst the non-Jews, after the Gamze in the bar, even though that's not so clear, I'm Brivagodim, but it's the right, it's a biblical prohibition, but that's for sure prohibited according to everyone. And these doctors are deliberately desecrating the Shabbos totally. Hashem Yishmerinu, Hashem should protect us. Siv Gimel. Nikris Yeledes, the woman's called a woman who was giving birth, L'chala Shabbos, to desecrate Shabbos for her, M'shateshav ala mazbe, for when she's sitting on the birthing stool. Oy, M'shosh adam, shay severed, or when the blood starts coming out and dripping out. Oy, M'shosh, with the bloody show. Oy, M'shosh, chabreseh, nice to say, b'zreseha, or from when her friends are starting to carry her by her arms, shemekoch lalach, she has no strength to walk. Once you see one of these signs, so then we desecrate Shabbos. That's already considered a sister situation. Sivkot and Tes says Mishbura. Once you see Echad Me'elu, one of these things. Now, this specifically regarding things that you could do without any delay. Therefore, you have to wait until you see one of these three signs. Like, you know, you shouldn't do it beforehand. But they call the midwife from a faraway place or something, like that. Or let's say to travel to the hospital, like in today's situations. If you're going to wait till these measurements, so then the midwife is going to delay from coming. I came there from Mishosh Margesh's Ksas, from when she already senses a little bit. I feel myself, even out of doubt, but to be curious, then you'll have to call the midwife. I feel like he all these parasois, even if she's three parasois away. As the Shartzi Noizayin says, that's from Prima God, that he writes, that even if she can't go, then you'll have to actually even carry her. Bialacha, the Maskel Madlikin, says that He says, look what I wrote in Mishnah cut Gimel Nim Tis Yashon himself. He said, according to this, this says in the Gemara, she would need a candle. The Gemara does not mean if the birthing woman says or that the other one says. Rather, it's nighttime, and for sure she needs the candle to calm down. That's what the Bach writes in the beginning. He said, look over there. It's just according to this, it's not really similar to the Allah of needing the candle to this that she needs the oil. Because there, for sure, it sounds like that the midwife says she needs the oil. And here it sounds like it's automatic, because that's a daichik. But from the words of the Rams and Mesech Yuma, and these words are brought also in the Torah from the Ramban, it sounds like that they explain simply that is the birthing woman says she needs the candle. And it says you could push that. Their question is from different the Sefer that if she needs the oil, from the Rambam and Hechel Shabbos, it sounds like that he explains the price a different way, that everything will make sense. That is by regular Chodesh, from the moment that the uterus is opening, for sure you light for a candle, you don't need any specific, just the price is talking about before the uterus is open. But she's screaming in from the childbirth, from the pain. So therefore we suspend that if she needed a candle, she would say she needs it. And therefore, in the beginning of in the parak in Halacha Beis, he says unspecifically, "Am I thinking this in there?" Because for sure, Mustamish needs a candle when she's not sleeping. But here he writes, "Kishi tzrichel," and when she needs the candle, "Bishoshi tzrichel," when she's screaming in her birthing pains. Halacha Gimel, he starts over there to explain the halacha regarding a woman who is giving birth when the blood starts to drip down. So it would depend at which stage it sounds like. And the Dibbe Maschaner that. Light for a candle. Here, you don't need a mumcha, a professional like you need for a sick person in Kippurim, because here, for sure, a woman giving birth could be in more danger by the fear that she has. Maybe they're not going to do for very much what she needs. More than a sick person is going to be hungry on Yom Kippurim to be in danger. So the place is different. Here, you don't need a mumcha to ascertain this.
The maskil kutis that a non-Jewish woman you cannot be a midwife for on Shabbos. And the same thing is a Yishmaelis, an Arab woman, and a Ger Toshev, you could be a midwife for, because we are commanded to help them stay alive. Now, specifically things that are not Chil Shabbos, and it's possible that even the Issa Rabbanon we would push aside. Because in such a situation that we were commanded to keep them alive, the Rabbanon would not go as look at the Pirim HaGadol. Now, regarding Karaim, a certain type of Jews that don't keep the oral law, look at Magadram Beir Hetev, it sounds like from Magadram, that something that has a Chil of Shabbos according to everyone, we would not be Mechal, even for pay, and even if the Chil would be also Isra Rabbanan, he's inclined to be stringent, and there's what to be lengthy about this a lot, look at the same base Meir, the Big Vega, says, Inka Makam Lezeh, this is not the place to be lengthy regarding it. Once you see one of these signs of childbirth, the Mechal Shabbos, the Rambam writes in his Chibur, the Shir is Mishosha Adam Shaisis, from when the blood starts to run. And they all write that his reason is because he holds that the blood flowing is before she sits on the birth stool, like the words of the Reina Chanal on the Rif, and the Paskins the Kula by Sekundas Nafashas. And the Ikar of their Yisoid, that the blood flows first, because if not, and they should have said, Achias Chadam Lishas, until it starts to flow. But if you look in the Pirish Mashiach Rambam, you see explicitly that he holds that the blood flows after sitting on the birth stool. And without a doubt, that's how he holds in the Mishnah Torah. And the other chazaka, and they pass like Rav Hun Brei Rishua, because he's a Basra, and from Baya Rabba and onwards, the halacha goes like the Basrai, and the halacha we hold like the Shulchan Aruch. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one. A woman who's in childbirth that lives far away, traveling from the hospital, Chaznish instructed that if they could stay nearby the hospital, that she should do that to refrain from too much chil Hashem, that they're going to think that she's traveling on Shabbos for nothing, and therefore in the situation where those who see, they understand that they're traveling for pukuch nefesh, then you don't have to do that. However, if it's difficult for her, Chazanish instructed that she's not obligated to strengthen and to stay near the hospital. And that's also been Shlomo Zalman, that there's no obligation to put in such an effort to refrain from chil Shabbos that would cause, to come out because of pukuch nefesh. Which you're allowed to because of Bekuch Nefesh. Now, if they could travel on Shabbos with a non-Jewish driver, even though the hospital is out of the Tchum, Yashav holds that they don't have to travel with him from before Shabbos because he could rely on the pin that most places come that Tchum is only Rabbanan, no Samila Akim is only Rabbanan, and she could travel with a non-Jew on Shabbos. A woman gave birth that wants to travel to the hospital that's far away. Trubashev Levi writes, that's also from Yashav, that not in all situations is she permitted to do that because there are reasons that one should not permit because of Mechila Shabbos. For example, let's say if it's just a better kasher or something like that, it's not necessarily a reason that it would allow a person to Mechal Shabbos to go further to the further hospital. Dish number two, someone goes out of Tchum for the purpose of Bekuch Nefesh. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that they don't have to take off their garments that they don't need. Rather, they could carry with their hands their things, because since this Tchum by money depends on the owner of that money, and it's permitted for the owner to go because of Bekuch Nefesh, so the money, the objects also are drawn after them. And he concludes that Tzarchim Mechal, that it requires further analysis. That's what's written in Shubhas Mechaz Yitzchak. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds on, for this reason, however, it's forbidden for him to go out wearing a garment of someone else, let's say his friend's sweater, because other people's money is not drawn after his body. Because in the Sefer Torah, he led this. Another thing, Shubhas Mechaz writes regarding the soldiers that they travel out of the Tchum for Hatzos Nefashas to save people's lives, and permitted for them to take with them food and beverage that they need, but not other things. However, they could take with them Svarm, that they'll be mafkir from before Shabbos, and also they'll have a mind when they pick it up for the purpose of learning, not to be zeichin them. Ms. Karel holds that someone goes for the purpose of Bekuch Nefesh, it's forbidden for them to take whatever he's wearing, but other things, if they don't need them, Fatzos Nefesh, it's forbidden for them to take them. However, if the taking out is being done through a non-Jew, it's permitted for the Jew to take whatever he needs for Shabbos. However, if this tzarech is a get of tzarech mitzvah, because it's the shvus tzarech mitzvah, look over there that he brings also regarding a non-Jew that takes out things from the house to the car, and he takes out from the car to the hospital, or he takes in the car goes into the walls of the hospital, that would take care of a lot of problems also. There's number three, that this whole conversation was regarding lighting a candle so that she doesn't sit in darkness, but to tilt a lit candle so that it lights better, that's forbidden because it wasn't permitted to do that for her on Shabbos, only what's necessary. Now, if there is a candle that doesn't light so well, and the Yeledis is concerned that you need more light, Shlomo Zalman holds it permitted to light for her another candle so that there's enough light the way it normally is. Addition number four, the reason why Chacham were concerned for the Yishuv Hadas of a Yeledis that when she's in the dark, because the Chacham knew, explained from the Sekirel, is that Yeledis is in fear, that maybe they're not going to take care of her appropriately, and it could be that her health situation is deteriorated, and it's going to come to a situation of sakana. He adds on that this tzarech of yisubi daita is also by every chedesh shesplit sakana, and therefore, so that the sick person does not become afraid, you could do for him things that would cause him to think that you're taking care of him appropriately, even if it's involving chedesh shabbos. A woman gave birth that's traveling to the hospital, Chaznesh writes that you have to motivate the husband or the one who's escorting to go with her, and Chaim Ganzi writes that if the yeledis wants that she escort her, then it's permitted for him to violate additional Isur Daraisa besides traveling to the hospital. Shubhas Shiba Levi writes, it's permitted for him to travel with her so that she's not afraid to travel herself and so that he can help her when it's necessary. And even if the Yeledis says that she's not afraid, and this girl holds that still he should travel with her because maybe the Yeledis is going to need her husband's help. On the other hand, Shubhas Shiba Levi writes, it's permitted for her to travel with her only when the Yeledis says that she's afraid to travel by herself because then it's vulnerable that it could cause danger to her life. That's written in Shubhas Shiba Levi, that if the Yeledis does not ask for an escort, then, you know, there's someone who could take care of her when she needs, he's not allowed to travel with her, and you have to be concerned that maybe she's going to feel like she's missing her escort when the childbirth starts getting stronger. Now, if she's concerned to be secluded with the driver, Shlomo Zalman holds that he has to travel with her. This is number five. This is a taste of writing Subas that pay Gimel, that Misa is Matsui by women by childbirth, because most of the times there's danger during birth. Shlomo Zalman explains, they don't mean that they die because of Leda. It's just they get weaker because of Leda. And because of that, it could shorten their days. However, when there is a birth, there's certain complications that could cause danger to the Yeledis, so she has to look like other Chaylish Yisrael, even though the Mishnah Berurah is that in Achas Me'elav Meisim Achas Leda, that not even 1 in 1,000 died during childbirth, so again, it's not as pressing. There's number six, a Yeledis that needs to travel to the hospital to give birth, and it's not so pressing, but Yashav holds that she should travel through a non-Jew, not through a Jew, since a Yeledis, you have to change whatever is possible, and he combines their other reasons too. There's number nine, the reason that it's forbidden for a Jewish woman to be a midwife for a non-Jewish woman without the concern of Eva, it's brought in Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah, that because she's giving birth to, she's helping to birth a son for Avodah Zarah of this non-Jewish woman. Now the reason why it's forbidden to midwife a non-Jewish woman on Shabbos, even after the child started coming out from its place, even though you're not uprooting something from where it was growing, Shlomo Zalman explained that's because it's possible to, you know, get out of it without Eva, because it's a huge effort, and it's considered doing a malacha unnecessarily, like the Mishnah Berurah explains later on, Simchat Shalom Beis, for the reason that the Shulchan Aruch says it's forbidden to birth an animal, because it's possible to get away out of it without Eva, and so there's no heter. There's number 10. If someone sticks in their hands to the woman's uterus during her birth, and the Shubha says, is right, that's considered like uprooting something from where it's grown, where it's connected. Just like it says in Gemara Shabbos, if you stretch your hand into the uterus of an animal, it's just that by Makash Leda, a woman that's in childbirth pains, and she needs this, you're allowed to do that because of Kuch Nefesh. Just number 11, in our times, when you call a doctor to treat a non-Jew, it's permitted to save him, also in Melacha D'oraisa, because since not only Eva would cause from this that you don't treat him, but it could even come to Sekundus Nefashis, then they won't accept his claim that, you know, you can't, it cannot be Mechal Shabbos only for Shemesh Shabbos. Shubis Mechas Yitzchak, he writes that it's permitted for him to do Melacha D'Rabbanan. He writes also that if you can get out of it from doing Melacha, you should do that, and that's what's been Rosh HaMazaman. We also discussed this in Simishin Chob Tes, Sivkot and Tes. Dish number 12, what does it mean, Yosh Vala Mashber, sitting on the birthing stool? Achar Shochan writes that from when grabs hold of the woman giving birth, these terrible contractions. And regarding the water coming down when it pops and the water pops out, Shalom Zaman ruled that even the coming down of the water is not necessarily a clear sign that the birth is starting. However, since it is something like Pekuch Nefesh, so then the Yeledis has to travel to the hospital. There's number 13. So regarding the Yeledis traveling to the hospital, Tribushibili writes that she should start traveling ready from time when you see that it's going to happen, even though you didn't have any of these signs yet. This is Pinam Niskrelzi Azan, that regarding Yeledis, that feels a little bit contractions, and she could right now travel with a non-Jewish driver. If she waits, she's going to have to go quickly with a Jew. It's better to go early with a non-Jew, which there's only Israban and Mil Akam. Dish number 14, the Be'alacha said, here you don't need a mumcha, and even if the doctor says that darkness is not going to cause her any danger, this girl tells, they don't listen to him, because since the Yeledis is vulnerable to danger, because of her thought that they're not taking her properly. Dish number 15, the Be'alacha said, same thing as the Yishmaelis, also invalid at birth, even if she's not of idol worship. But Magid Mam writes that we don't birth her on Shabbos. A Yeledis Karoyis, a Karaite Yoledis that keeps Shabbos, Magid Mam writes that Yoleda help her give birth. And that's what Rabbi Kivayga writes, which brought in Meis Mei over here, and the Be'alacha at the end of his words in the sign to what they say, because you have to look at her child like a Tinik Shenishba, Yolad Mechal Shabbos to save the baby. Another thing the Meis Mei writes, not Mechal Shabbos, because since it's not shayed by this vlad, the reason of Chil Shabbos Achas Kedesh Shishma Shabbos Sarbe, because there's a Chazaka that for sure he's not going to keep Shabbos. Shubha Shabbat Levi writes that the Minigolim is like the Shittas of Kivayga, that it would be permitted.